This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back. Whoa. There you go. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks so much for being with us, for being a part of the solution, part of the, part of the process. And you guys, you guys know what I mean. I know you know what I mean. All right, I mean, seriously, you know, watching what's going on today in the, you want to call that an election? I mean, I call that a hearing? You know, I mean, when you saw what was going on yesterday, and then today they're talking about what, you know, what their next step is. Those aren't hearings, right? I mean, seriously, inquisitions. With the outcome, you know, they're already doing what? The putting up the nooses and all that other stuff. They've already nailed President Trump, in their own mind anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. Always appreciate the time. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there, a lot happening. That you can get involved with it, you can be part of. Seriously. So, Nancy Pelosi, I know it's a family show and all that stuff, but what a wonderful lady she is. How's that? Right? I kept it clean. And the reason I'm going down that road is because what she's making me crazy about is she actually had the guts to call out the president on how she perceives he feels about kids. And yet, you know, talk about her Catholic faith. I grew up a Catholic, so I am going to speak to this. And I don't understand anything the woman said. You know why? Because it all flies in the face of the truth and the reality of what she stands for. Take a listen. Let's see if I can play this. This never goes over well.
Anybody in the world. So don't accuse me.
I did not accuse you.
You did.
I asked a question.
You did. And
Representative Collins yesterday suggested that the Democrats are doing this simply because they don't like the guy.
I have nothing to do with it. Let me just say this.
I think it's an important point.
I think the president is a coward when it comes to helping our kids who are afraid of gun violence. I think he is cruel when he doesn't deal with helping our dreamers, of which we're very proud. I think
you know, what's really funny is they had the ability to take on gun violence the way they want to take it on. Okay? Under Obama, remember that for 2 years? They did nothing with it. Absolutely nothing. And then now, under President Trump, they still, for the last year, what have they been doing? Have they been working on gun violence issues? Have they been working on the Dreamer Act? No. Nothing. They have worked on nothing. I think this is a better recording. Let's see. Come on.
Everybody.
Well, best laid plans always go awry. But anyhow, if I can get that back up there, we'll talk about it in a second. But Nancy Pelosi, if you saw her today, when she went out of her mind for those few moments, actually, that's not right. She has not been in the right place for a long time. But if you were listening to what she was saying, she actually believes herself to be right in this. Here, let me see if we can do it this time. Come on, give this to me.
I like how you don't hate anything, not anybody in the world.
Election.
I asked the question. Representative Collins yesterday suggested that the Democrats are doing this simply because they don't like the guy.
That has nothing to do with it. Let me just say this.
I think
the president is a coward when it comes to helping our kids who are afraid of gun violence. I think he is cruel when he doesn't deal with helping our dreamers. Of which we're very proud. I think he's in denial about the climate crisis.
Yeah, listen to her. All the talking points. I think he's a coward. I think he's a denier. I think he's a this. I think he's a that. Where have you been in all this? You guys had control of this place, and now you want to talk about gun violence when you have total control? But this gets even better.
However, that's about the election. This is about the elect. Take it up in the elect. This is about the Constitution of the United States and the facts that lead to the president's violation.
The one you couldn't find under President Clinton. The one you couldn't find under President Obama. Right. Matter of fact, under President Obama, you were using it for toilet paper. But that's a story for another day.
Of his oath of office. And as a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me. I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is full, a heart full of love, and always prayed for the president. And I still pray for the president.
Yeah, she prays that he... Anyway, I take exception to that. I grew up as a Catholic. I still love my Catholic brothers and sisters. I love my Catholic upbringing, okay? She, Nancy Pelosi, is a hypocrite. Because when she sits there and says, I was brought up in a house of love. Have you heard the comments that she's made against this president and other presidents? Okay, she was brought up in a house of love so much that she's willing to kill babies in the womb. She, you know, it's a woman's choice whether to take the life or keep the life. Okay, I mean, seriously, is she serious? And then she throws Catholicism in there. When she doesn't agree with it, she has openly said she doesn't agree with some of the principles of Catholicism. Give me a break. This is the hypocrisy of these people. They sit up there. They truly sit in ivory towers. They truly believe that they're better than you. Listen to them when they speak. Listen to them when they talk about other people that they're not in line with. And even those on the left right now that are leaving the walk-away movement, they say the same thing. We don't know who these people are. They've left us. They're gone. Corey Duncan joins me after the break. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard. Let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or FLA OneShrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or FlashRouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. Joe Matuzzi, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Thanks so much for being part of the solution and not part of the problem. I really would like to believe that the people listening to the show are more part of the solution than they are part of the problem. Talking about the solution, let's bring him in. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. I always enjoy my time with him and the time we talk about the real things going on this planet and in the U.S. of A. Hey, Corey, how you doing?
Now introducing that 6 feet 6 inches tall, the big man from Houston, Texas.
What's that? Your twins?
At 278 pounds, I ain't hard to find.
Here we go. All right.
Yeah. You know what, Joe? I want to thank you for having me on again this week. And I want to thank your loyal listeners that are that is tuning in tonight. You know, it is very good. When I would say good, I live an awesome life. And if the good Lord called me home today or tomorrow, I can't say that, hey, I didn't have an awesome time here on earth. And, you know what I'm saying, man? I am truly blessed. I got the best family in the world, in my opinion. The good children, an awesome wife, an awesome family. I have really not too much. I'm blessed financially. And I'm good. You don't got my right state of mind. I got good friends like you and some other people.
Some people may not agree that you're in the right state of mind. You know what I'm saying?
That's okay. That's okay. That's okay. Because see, it's obvious that they may not have the aptitude to understand what crazy. And what intelligent crazy is, but anyway, that's a horse for another different color. Oops, I said again something about color.
You know, every time you get on the show, you start making all these racist comments. You know, and they tell me how what a racist you are.
Come on your show. They ought to come on your show.
And what white privilege that your white privilege shows.
But y'all, let me ask you a question. Why do people like that are cowards? And we talking conservatives and Republicans and Democrats, conservatives and liberals. Why do these people always stand in the shadows and they say, I don't like what he says? Why don't you come on here?
You already know the answer to that question.
I know the answer, but it's just that you got so many crybabies, and they be crying about all this stuff. I heard, I got to say this, Joe. I wasn't going to let it go, but I got to say this. You know, I heard about one of my theft competitors that they're going through a lot of financial problems. And I'm so overjoyed because you know what? You can't win all for stealing people's, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Stealing their rhetoric. And you're going to steal with somebody else's, what's on their page to try to. You can't win off of shirts from China and mugs. You can't win that way. So that's not how. You have to have some sort of backbone financially to win in this business. Actually, I wouldn't even put my money into none of these people or none of this business because they're not worth it. You see Pelosi.
Right.
You see the people on the right who are no good. Because there's plenty on the right that's no good. Pelosi is whatever you want to call it. But the people on the right are no much better. They're not. For the exception of President Trump, that's about it. The rest of them, and on down to the people on Facebook and the podcasters and broadcasters, at least 97% of them, they can't chew gum and walk at the same time. And they really think they're making a dent in something. You just got a bunch of people that are following you. anybody can deceive 15,000 people and stuff and not deal with reality, and that's how it is. We had a conversation the other day, me and Anna, or I forgot who it was, about how people are just into optics. They're just into things that's colorful or a colorful personality. A colorful personality don't take you far. A person with some backbone, some finances, and the goals and a business plan is what takes you somewhere. And as you said at the beginning of this, the person that has a solution, and my solutions are quite easy. And, you know, that's why I can't get into these arguments about Nancy Pelosi and all these other people because they are relevant. You're making a person bigger than what they are. And that's fine to talk about them and talk about the dumb stuff that they say about President Trump. You know, if I had a dime for every time that someone said something about me or was a hater or whatever like that, I would be a multi-billionaire. You just can't get caught up in that. Just let them say what they want to say. Nancy Pelosi and them, we all know why they're doing this. They're doing this because you don't have no candidates to run against President Trump and you don't have anything to push. But so this is a last ditch effort. You can look at it and see that they're desperate because when desperate times mean country.
Measured.
And that's what they are. They're desperate. I mean, what? What else is it to explain? It's not enough to explain it. When you're desperate, that's what you do. You do this kind of stuff. And you act like a bunch of little kids going back and forth. I was like, this is why this is one of the oldest reasons why you can't get nothing done in this country. Is because if you take the D and the R off of people's names, they're just human beings.
They're just regular
Americans. You know, so, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion.
All right, but wait a minute. Before you get too far down this road, the one thing that you and I do agree on is, you know, when it comes to people being hypocrites, and we've all got our moments, but I'm going to take it back to Pelosi for a second, because technically she's supposed to be part of my tribe with the last name of Pelosi, and she, you know, I grew up in a Catholic church. She screams about her Catholicism. You know, if it doesn't show you how mentally unstable someone is, when they sit there and talk about they hate no one, all they are full of love because they're Catholic faith, yet she's openly said she doesn't agree with some of the Catholic dogma. She doesn't agree that, you know, abortion is okay. It's okay to kill kids. That's fine. Not a problem. And yet she's worried about the Dreamers and calls President Trump a hater. Now, her own religion teaches you to love those that hate. So, will she off her meds? Is this just who she is?
Well, President Trump isn't a hater, or he's a white nationalist because he loves his country. He's called a hater because he enforces the law. That's why.
He's enforcing
the law.
The ones they put in place. Listen, we got to go for a quick break. You know what that sound is all about. We'll be back in a minute, and we'll talk about how you're a hater for enforcing the law, obviously. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump calls it a big fat hoax. This is House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says articles of impeachment will be drafted.
Today, with the Speaker's announcement, she has weakened this nation.
House Minority Leader, California Republican Kevin McCarthy telling reporters,
it was not new news. They always had this pre-written timeline from the day they got sworn in.
Now, President Trump in a tweet saying, "I say if you are going to impeach me, do it now, fast, so I can have a fair trial in the Senate, and so that our country can get back to business. We will have Schiff, the Bidens, Pelosi, and many more testify, and will reveal for the first time how corrupt our system really is. I was elected to clean the swamp, and that's what I am doing," exclamation point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
All right, take a breath. Joe Messina, your host, we are back. And I can't even tell you why he's laughing on radio. What do you feel like that? Anyway, now, here, watch me get in trouble. You ready for this one? If we were on a radio station in downtown Chicago or Baltimore, it would be fine. So there's your hint. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me just bring him on before he explodes. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week. I always have a good time when he's on the show. And there is no safe space on this show, especially when he's on. Okay? It doesn't exist. Not real. So, anyhow, Corey, thanks for being with me. I really appreciate your time.
Let me tell you something. Let me give you guys a little info.
Uh-oh.
Let me tell you something. The breaks that you can't hear are priceless. And it's kind of good that you don't hear, because I'm not holding back during the breaks. So I say a whole lot. That's why I'm laughing.
Corey thinks that we do a podcast during the break where anything goes, right? So...
anybody knows me, know I'm a gunslinger. I don't care. I don't have a mud slinger.
I mean, seriously.
I don't have a cut card when it comes to anything.
No.
If you ask me, I'm going to tell you. It's probably better.
I'll vouch for that.
Me.
Not a problem.
But
for real.
I thank you, Master. I thank you every day that you bring me on. And
not
thank you, Master.
Let's go back to Nancy. I'm safe for there. It's really funny when you look at what's going on. Somebody asked me the other day, is there any way to clean up D.C.? And I said, you know what? Somebody's going to nail me for this, but you ever see that? What is it? Designated Survivor or whatever that show is, where there's one person chosen. When the Senate and the House, when they have their joint meeting every year, you have to have one person that can't be there in case they blow the place up. Now, for some of you who have two brain cells to rub together, yes, that's what I'm saying. Other than that, you know.
Well, the thing with it is you can't fix something that doesn't want to be fixed. That's just like a lot of people. There's a lot of people you can't reach. And, you know, me and Anna had the same conversation earlier. There's a lot of people that you talk to, and it's just like, you know, it's just like talking to a brick wall. So why waste your breath? You know, that's why I'm so happy. We're now on social media. We don't have these problems. We don't have these issues. I appear on your show, and you know, maybe some other people's shows I appear on. or whatever. But I don't do a lot of radio appearances because I'm not into the politics, and I'm into the solutions. And when I start talking about that, then you know, people invite me on their shows, or broadcast become very few and none because I'm not sitting up there banging the table. Oh, I'm not waving the flag. I said, I don't have to do all that, man. Come on. I'm going, why do I have to do all that? Do I have to do all that for what reason?
Right. No, I'm with you.
I mean, you know, I don't have to sell, I shouldn't have to sell anyone in this country on patriotism. I shouldn't have to sell anyone on capitalism because that's why they're here. They're here because of capitalism. And, you know, if you're a true patriot and understand what the freedom and is about, and a lot of, you know, I had a friend of mine, one of these ignorant civilians. They were talking about the military. I said, well, I don't joke about things like that because someone gave the ultimate price for you to be standing here and being able to talk and say what you want to say. And that's why I say, you know, you got a lot of ignorant people out here. I mean, they appear to sound intelligent. They appear to have, they might be intelligent, but they don't have any wisdom. And I would like to have more wisdom than intelligence, because wisdom will not only teach you, not only do you learn from it, but it's something that you can teach. You can't teach intelligence to somebody that's unintelligent, that has, the IQ of a turnip and stuff. So that's why I don't really get into a lot of conversations. You get a lot of people want to talk about, I told you that a couple of months ago, a person came at me trying to talk about things of a nature of the scale that deals with the Freemasons, the Dominican scale. And they try to come and talk about that. And I'm like, that's for somebody on an intelligent level. You're not there. And it's not to put a person down, but that's just like with politics. You got a lot of people that's the same thing. Well, politics. I'm going to go back to that because I don't want to go to the other part because I know a lot of people don't understand that type of talk or whatever. Like that.
I get emails.
That's why you got a lot of people when they ask me late days after they listen to your show. Well, what are you talking about when you say that we had the Babylonian type educational system? I said, well, for me to explain, I had to explain that to you a while. That's why, because the Babylonian educational system does not talk about the Mosai, does not talk about God, does not talk about anything that has to do with God. That's why we having the problems that we're having in the world today, because people do a lot of talking, but they don't have a lot of listening. They don't do a lot of listening, and they need to do their research before they start talking about certain subjects and start trying to sound like you know what you're talking about. Because I know that you don't know. I know you don't know what you're talking about for the first two sentences that I know that you don't.
Most people are spewing what they recently saw in a news headline or on Twitter or on Fox, any one of those stations. But it's really funny because I had one of those guys that I was on the air with yesterday, and day before yesterday, and the bottom line with it was he was spewing out all these things that the left has fed him. And one of the things we were talking about was the black murder rate. But he was talking about it from a standpoint of how many blacks are shot by cops and white people. And I said, my friend, if you just go to Chicago and Baltimore and you add up all the killings and the shootings on black-on-black crime, it doesn't compare to the rest of the country. I mean, percentage-wise, especially. So don't feed me that garbage. And if you don't tell the truth, if you don't know the truth, you can't fix the issue, can you?
Well, amen, brother, preach, because that's exactly right. That's why I say a lot of these people, left and right. I'm not going to sit up here and just pump about the left. The right don't know what they're talking about either, because they walking around swinging Bibles, talking about they Christians, and they talk out both corners of their mouth too. They got their groupies that they back or whatever like that. And my thing with this, if you know anything about facts, you don't have any. You're not aligned or attached to groupies or following people and all that. It's, you know, come on, man. Come on. You know, it's a fraction of error when you sit up and put these people on a pedestal and everything. I don't want anybody putting me on a pedestal about anything. I just tell what is factual, wisdom and what I see and know. That is, that's not, I don't sit up and slander anyone. I'm not slandering anyone. If you want me to give you the facts, I can give you the facts. That's not a problem. You know, I hear a lot of people say, well, you sit up and talk about people and this and that. Well, I sit up and talk about them because they create all of this entertainment for me to talk about.
I like so it. Entertainment. You're right.
Right. And that's what they are. That, you know what? And it's not any entertainment. That's what you call the big top, the circus clowns. And that's what they do. All of them are trying to outduel each other. And you can't. For you to outduel someone, you have to have a plan. And none of them have a plan. Everything is from day to day. So I'm like, how are you helping President Trump out? Explain to me what it is that you are doing every day you broadcast or every day or once a week or whatever. What are you doing to really help this man? We're not talking about getting people, we're getting people on board. First of all, you got to know.
On board to do what?
First of all, you got to know something about a campaign. You got to know what it is that you're doing to help this man get reelected. And a lot of these people, if I was to line up three of them and ask them, what it is your objective to helping President Trump get? No, we're not talking about turning 10 people and making them conservatives. I'm talking about something far deeper than that. And when I start getting like that, then that's hit the Jeopardy music. Then it's like, okay, so what happened to all these people that had so much intelligence and you was, you know, a minute ago, you was the next thing that was going to be on Fox and all of this. But then, see, when you get away from the entertainment and you get down to what they call the nitty gritty, then you find out what these people are really about. And ain't nothing but a flash in the pan.
Well, But you've been calling it for years. Like, I want to go back to Baltimore for a second. You've been calling Baltimore for years since you and I met. And, you know, it has now toppled Chicago as far as the shooting murder capital when it comes
it's
to cities like
toilet.
That, you know? And
it's
who runs it?
Toilet.
Well, yeah, and we'll talk more about that inside the break. Jump into your house, just in the real side. Corey is going nowhere, I promise. I've got him duct taped in the room. We'll be back in a minute.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera. TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby,
we are back. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Can we say American made anymore? Is that like bigoted, racist? Something phobic. I'm sure there's a phobe somewhere around there. And, there you go.
Watch me talk.
No, stop the Christmas song. Stop it. Anyway.
No, that was actually a dirty song that we made up, man. So, when it was like, Big Blanche.
Don't. Anyway, I don't know what kids are listening, so be nice to the Grinch, because some kids love the Grinch. I wear a Grinch shirt and a Santa hat, and that's how I celebrate the holiday portion of Christmas. And Christmas is a different story, but anyway, that's a story for another day. All right, so where was I? You got me. See, during the breaks, you get me going, and I even forget where I was when we come back. You know what I'm saying?
I have that effect on people.
Yeah. What, you get them to forget? Oh, I know what it was. We were talking about the, you know, how Baltimore, you've been talking about this for years, and now they're going to surpass Chicago in killings. That is black-on-black crime. There are, let me see, did you hear about the chief of police in Chicago? They fired him. They found him passed out in his car from drinking. He's only a couple of weeks from retirement, where he would have got a full pension. And so they fired him over this. And I'm thinking to myself, do you think this is the first time he drank in his car and passed out, number one? Number two is, do you think this had anything to do at all with him outing Smollett and a few others?
Probably so.
Yeah.
Probably so. You know, you already know all this stuff is connected together. And it's connected together because the people have allowed this type of stupid stuff to go on, and that's just how it is. I mean, until we get a system of account balance about the how these people and stop when people enforce laws or enforce things that, you know, that they won't have to be, they don't have to be, you know, they don't have to be looked at as they're not handling what they're supposed to handle. That's because we live in a world now where nobody is held accountable for actions and things like that. Because
that's so true.
Because because there's no morality. There's nobody is doing anything like taking and you know basically doing what they're supposed to do.
I love what
and the people that are put in the office aren't doing anything either. They're put in the office to do nothing. So that's just how it is.
I mean, they do nothing.
But then you wonder, why you get what you give when you take and you elect people because they're black, or you put them and allow them to be in office because of a D or R next to their name, and not because of merit or what they bring to the table to make things better, then this is what you get.
I argued with a guy the other day about the fact that he felt that the way we fix inequity, ready for this one? The way we fix inequity is that we appoint more gay, lesbian, transgender, and blacks and stay away from white people for a decade or two. That was his way of making everything better.
Well, the thing with this, when you got people like Wendy Williams and you got these other people out here that have these shows, all they do is sit up and slander people all day long, and they sit up and talk about people and talk about things they had no idea what the hell they talking about. But it's no more different than what you get with a lot of people on Facebook or a lot of people that's on Instagram and these other places. They don't have a clue about what they're talking about, and they won't bring and they won't go and debate anyone. And then they won't go and do anything. They, you know, the thing of it is, if you got so much intelligence, why not go on Joe Messina's show? You have a lot of guests that have a lot of intelligence, and they understand what they're talking about. But you won't have. But see, you got your people that they got their groupies, and that's what they like. They like people that they like just because of entertainment. They don't like them because of anything else. They like it because of entertainment.
Yep.
That's why. And there's no substance to it. And that's why I can't sit and listen to none of them, because that's just how it is. I mean, it's a waste of time. And I'm not into wasting time anymore. No. Two and a half, three years ago, you told me about this. I got to see it for myself. So now, you know, it is what it is.
Well, let me ask you, though, you know, you and I talk about this a lot, and people, you know, will respond at times, always after the show, which I don't really get, but whatever. You sometimes will say, or often you will say, you know, we already know what's going on. You can't change it, or you're not going to change it just by talking about it or whatever. But what are people to do? If they can't talk about it or don't talk about it, how are they going to figure out how to beat it? Like, you know, in Baltimore, do you just let the city
How long are you going to talk about it?
Before you do something.
You have the same rhetorical thing happening every day or every week, and you see it, and you sit on a show where you got 5,000 followers, And you can't, you going to tell me out of 5,000 people, none of you can come up with a plan, a foolproof plan to somewhat make a dent in it. You're not going to fix this because you're not at a level to fix it. And the master plan does not fit for you to try to fix it. So that's why I say you can't sit up and do that. If that's what you think that you're going to do, and you think that you're coming in with this Superman cape on, you'll fix everything, that's not how it works. See, you fix things in your own world. You can't worry about somebody else's world because they don't have the same, they might not have the same intellect, and they may not want a solution. They might just, you got a lot of people that do sit up, all they want to do is a lot of crying. They want to sit up and do a lot of crying and whining, and then when people like me be like, well, you want some cheese with that wine? Then they get mad and upset saying that I'm being sarcastic. But I'm not being sarcastic. You know, you want to be, see, this is the difference between a leader and someone that's acting like their leader. A leader is someone with true leadership skills. You don't have to be sit up and wondering what direction they're going in because they'll make it crystal clear. So, you know, for all intents and purposes, they can be mad at me all they want. I always got a business plan and I always got contingency plan. And one contingency plan I have is not to mess with a bunch of people that have no direction and you're just a loser. I mean, I'm just going to play, you know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I had to call you a loser, but it is. You don't have a plan. So how can you be a leader? You don't have a plan. A plan does not say, okay, this is what we're going to do tomorrow, and then I'm going to go on this person's page or their website, steal what they have, and then, no. A plan is something like what we have, like what I've outlined for 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the line. Will it work? Guess what? We'll never know because guess what? A lot of them are left in the dust because I'm not about to deal with them. I'm not. We just move on in our own little way, very quietly, making a difference in a lot of Americans' lives. And that's what this is about. This is not about me making a buck or Anna making a buck or this family making a buck. That's not what this is about. A lot of people, that's all they're in it for. They're in it because they never worked. They didn't have a career. They never did anything. So, you know, they think this is a get-rich scheme. No, that's not what it's about. Well, that's not what we're about. So.
Right. Oh, there are people out there looking to do that on this, you know. You know that the shooting happened close to where I live, and the school shooting a couple of weeks ago. And there was somebody that, I don't know him as a friend, but I know who it is, who tried to make money off of that right away, who tried to take advantage of that situation, you know.
See,
and
you
know what? If I was in Boston, you know what I would have done, right? I mean, I don't have to say it.
I don't know anything. I've never talked to. I've never seen this man a day in my life.
But yeah, you know, the bottom.
I can get dumb real. I can get stupid real fast.
Well, it, you know, I tell people all the time. I only got about 2 minutes left, but it's just like when we talk about the deep state, and people are so surprised. They go, look, what makes you think after a couple of hundred years of government and the way it's been going in my lifetime? What makes you think there wasn't something below the surface that was actually, in some cases, calling the shots, you know, subverting what the president or even others wanted to do? You really think that it was pure and wonderful and clean? Like, yeah, okay, whatever. My God.
Well, that's because they live in that square, and that's because they're like, oh, we're going to get shit lollipop. This is how it's supposed to work. Well, you know, like I told you before, if people want to live in a fiction world, I'm gonna let them live in the fiction world. I'm not gonna tell you that wrestling and Santa Claus is fake. I'm gonna let you go ahead and believe it all you want. I mean, that's what you want to believe, that a 285 pound man can jump on somebody and get up and they can go have lunch together. That's just how it is. I mean,
yes.
I'm not gonna try to tell you.
All right, listen. Where do people find out more? Go.
www.conservativegen.com.
There you go. Okay. Joe Mazzini, your host. A lot to talk about coming up. We're going to talk about Pelosi again. And we're going to talk about Trump, who's got the skin of a crocodile. Come on in. Impeach me. Gotta love the man. We'll be back in a moment.